Archers for the week 15 to 20 August 2004.
Ian's hitched a ride on a combine harvester.
It's one big power trip. Press a button and pow, another acre of corn bites the dust.
Hectares, please.
Well, where are you taking us now?
Through to the next patch, ready for the morning. If you just sit back. Oh. Thanks, this gateway's a tricky one.
Oh, I think this heat's getting to me. I keep seeing this ice-cold lager floating in front of my eyes.
Yeah, if you can just hold on a bit longer.
Then maybe we'll head down to the South Barsetshire pub of the year.
The Bull?
Well, is that okay with you?
Has Sid called you yet to say thanks for taking Jamie to the match?
Nope, not yet.
Well, there's a surprise.
Well, maybe we should give him the chance, yeah? And his lager's as good as anyone's.
Damn.
Well, maybe better. No, he's got an award.
Okay, hang on. I'm trying to...
Well, I see what you mean about this gateway. Is the back wheel meant to be up against the post?
Borchester?
No! Not even warm!
Felpersham?
Getting colder.
Brum?
No! Think global, mate!
Global?
Yeah! Where's one of the best drinking and clubbing scenes in Europe?
I don't know. Come on. Come on, boys.
Okay, look, I'll tell you. Dublin!
You mean like...
Yeah! Dublin! Ireland!
Oh!
Okay, brilliant! Or what?
So, you want us all
to... You won't find a better place for a stag night. All the best people go there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, great bars, great clubs.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Roy.
I'm all done now, till tonight.
Oh, timed it just right then. No.
Hello. I've got some pizza for tea.
So? You up for it, or...
Oh, hey, Em, you heard this? About my stag night?
No.
They're taking me to Dublin.
Really? Right, yeah, great idea.
Yeah, so we're on then.
Yeah, of course.
Excellent, great.
So, how are we going to...
It's all sorted, mate. I've been on the net. We can get a flight from Brum, book a bed and breakfast.
How many's going?
Well, I'm still asking around, but everyone's on board so far.
Yeah? That's good.
That's your big night, mate. I want to make it the best.
So, what's the...
What's it going to cost?
Okay, well...
I mean, just a rough idea.
It's no good.
Look, if you can pull round about you...
I can't. There's no room to manoeuvre.
It's pretty tight.
Hopeless. Right up against the post. Can't go back either. My own stupid fault. Got the wrong approach.
Oh, it was me. I was distracting you.
Oh, question now is, how do we get it out of here? I don't want to have to lift out the gatepost.
Uh-oh. Looks like you've got a tail back already.
Ah.
Debbie. Maybe she can give us a tow.
I don't think that's going to help.
Hello. Stop to admire the view.
Hi.
Yeah, we've had a run-in with a gatepost.
Yeah. Congratulations. Which of you was driving?
No, not me, officer. I was just along for the ride.
My fault. I took the wrong angle.
Oh, that's easily done.
Yeah, either the combine's too wide or the gate's too narrow.
I tried to go back. Just made it worse. We might have to shift the gatepost.
No. There's no need for that.
But how...
We should be able to get through with a bit of a wriggle.
A wriggle?
Yeah. Let me have a go. See what I can do.
It's really good of Roy to go to all that trouble, get it all organised, don't you reckon?
Yeah, he's really taking his best man thing seriously.
I mean, I thought maybe a club in Borchester.
Yeah?
But Dublin? Never even crossed my mind.
So you're quite happy about it then?
Yeah. I mean, it'll make it really special, won't it?
But?
But what?
Come on, I can tell there's something bothering you. Is it the cost?
Well...
I could lend you some money if you want.
No, I don't want to do that.
Well, you're quite sure you want to do this?
Well...
You're not just going along with it because of Roy. Will?
It's not just the money. I'd have to get time off work. Friday and Saturday. That's going to be difficult.
Well, George cover for you.
I don't know what time the flights are. I might have to take 2 whole days. It's a lot to ask.
But if you really wanted to go...
And what about the others? They'd have to do the same. Oh, I don't know. Seems a lot of money and hassle when we could go and have a few drinks somewhere local.
Then just tell him.
Well, I couldn't do that. I couldn't say to Roy, no, sorry, I don't want to. Not after he's gone to all that trouble.
He wouldn't mind.
I can't back out now. It's too late.
No, it isn't. Some of them haven't even been asked yet.
So, you think I should...
You're seeing Roy later?
Yeah, we're playing darts.
Okay, tell him you thought it over and, well, you don't think it's going to work.
I still feel like I'd be letting him down.
Don't worry about that. It's your night. It's what you want that matters. So long as you're happy.
She's there. She's through. She's done it.
Okay.
So that's what she meant by a wriggle? Oh, she's a real artist, your sister. I bet she could make that monster get up and dance.
All right, all right.
Bravo. Encore.
Thank you. Bit of a squeeze, but...
That's fantastic. I still can't work out how you did it.
Oh, just a tweak here and there.
And so modest, too.
Well, we've got it through. That's the main thing.
Yes. Thanks, Debbie.
No problem. Anytime we need a hand.
I'll make sure it doesn't happen again.
Well, if it does, we'll know who to call.
Don't worry, it won't.
Well, it's a tricky gateway. I've had trouble there myself.
Okay, we'll let you get on with the bailing.
Oh, no, I'm through for today. I'm on my way back.
Okay.
Well, we're going to nip to the pub later. Why don't you come and join us?
Yeah, all right. I might just do that.
Yeah, Adam can buy you a drink. I think he owes you one.
What's this?
My name's Lucky.
Oh, hey, Sid.
Hello?
What's this all about? The gnome.
Oh, yes. Lucky.
Pat my hat and make a wish.
Don't tell me you're serious.
You may laugh, Roy. That gnome has magical powers.
Yeah, magical.
Oh, fire. Yes. You asked Bert Fry.
Well, you mean because he won that lottery?
25 quid. And it's not just that. He reckons it helped him beat Joe Grundy at Shove Apeny.
Shove Apeny?
You're joking.
No, kid you not. Now, just by patting it and making a wish before James.
Oh, get off.
I don't believe this.
It's as true as I'm standing here. So I thought I'd better put up a sign. Make it official, like.
Cash in, you mean?
Oh, call it what you like. I'd say it's giving all my customers a chance to make their wishes come true.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you don't scare them off first.
Oh, yeah, look at those eyes. They're evil.
Believe! Don't believe! Why don't you try it and see? Pat the gnome and make a wish.
Totally bonkers.
Yeah, out of his tree, I reckon.
Okay, what about this game of darts then?
Yeah, okay. And, we need to talk about the stag night.
Busy?
Yes. Who's on the bar?
Your friend and mine, Sid Perks.
Okay, let's...
Where's Debbie?
She just...
Okay, so who's buying?
Oh, no, this is mine.
Debbie, what is that?
This? Oh, it's a bag of straw.
Yeah, but what...
It's the hug, if I get lonely.
Okay.
No, it was Sid and Jolene. They're making a scarecrow for the flower show.
Ah, of course, yeah, what else?
It might be quieter throughout the ploughman's.
No, we don't want to go in there.
Well, Sid's at the bar.
Yeah, so...
Well, after the way he behaved with Ian and Jamie.
All the more reason to stay in here, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm not so fond of the Plymouths either.
What's busy?
I don't mind waiting.
Me neither.
Okay, if you think he'll serve you.
I'll take a gamble.
Bet you he won't.
You're on. Loser pays for the round.
Well, it's not just about the money. It's my work as well.
You don't think you'd get the time off?
Well, I might, but...
Oh, that's close.
Nah, I'm playing rubbish tonight.
Well, your mind's not on the game.
How come you're on such good form? Can't seem to miss.
No, well, just luck.
Any old Dublin would have been great, but...
Yeah, but it's your stag night, mate. If you're having second thoughts...
Well, and the other thing is, will everyone else be able to get there? That's the main thing. I'd rather have all my mates and be somewhere closer.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from.
I mean, it's a shame after you've gone to all that trouble.
No, don't worry about it, mate. Let's forget about Dublin.
You don't mind?
No!
That seemed like a good idea at the time, but... Okay, then. Let's go somewhere else.
So, where?
Well, you know, let's see you finish this game off first. Make it quick, won't you?
Okay, hang on. Right, double top.
Oh. Yes! Thank you, Lucky.
What? Roy?
Yeah, well, gave him a quick pat when I went out.
You sneaky
little... Maybe Sid's right. He really is a magic gnome.
Sid?
Hello. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Hi.
Evening. Adam. Ian. Hello there.
I've got your straw for you.
Oh, fantastic. That's really kind.
Shall I?
Yeah, just leave it there till I catch my breath. Now,
how's Jimmy?
Yes, he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
I hear you had a great time at the match.
Yes, yes. Big success. He's been full of it.
Good.
You enjoyed it too, didn't you, Ian?
Yeah, I really did. It was a lot of fun.
Now, Debbie, what can I...
Not me. Ian's getting this one.
Oh. Okay. What's it to it?
Debbie?
White wine, please.
What?
And 2 pints of lager.
Oh, wine's out. Hold on, I'll fetch another bottle.
So, I didn't hear a thank you there.
Me neither.
Well, he served us. That's progress. And that makes it year round, I believe.
So what about Birmingham?
We still have to get a coach. Or a minibus.
Yeah.
Same with Worcester. More fail pushing.
Right. So, let's get down to the basics. What do we really need to make a great stag night?
All my mates, plenty of booze, and somewhere where we can get slaughtered in peace.
Okay. Well, we've got all that right here, if we go upstairs.
Yeah, suppose we have. Maybe we should.
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Thought you were...
What are you,
No, Tara, yeah. I'm not staying.
Okay. Well, same again.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Well, I've just seen Mum. She thought I was coming back tonight.
Oh?
Yeah, she wants to talk about the food for the reception, so I might as well stay over. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I don't mind, honest.
I know I keep doing it. We've hardly seen each other this weekend.
Well, can't be helped.
So, what I thought was, if I can get off early tomorrow, I could come and join you at work.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, of course.
Be nice, wouldn't it? I could help you do the feeding and we'd have a chance to talk.
Birds coming to terms with the 21st century.
It's like all great inventions. Simple, but effective.
Well, like the electric toaster.
Yeah.
Only this is for measuring grass, not making breakfast. And it's not electric.
Yeah. Anyway, you see how the plate presses down against the sward?
Yeah.
If we take a good number of readings, it'll tell us how much bulk there is in the grass.
Oh, I see.
It's common sense, really. Nothing too high-tech about it.
Well, I'm not against science, not necessarily.
No?
Live and learn, that's what I say.
Okay. Here, you have a go.
Me? Oh, well, in for a penny.
Then we'll take some more readings.
Ooh, marvellous. Wonderful thing, science.
I had you down more as the superstitious type, Bert.
Who, me?
Yeah, saluting magpies, lucky gnomes.
Ah, well, gnomes, now that's different.
You doing the lottery again this week?
Oh, I won there once. Oh, you don't want to push it. Here you are.
Yeah, you still reckon it's all down to lucky?
Of course. Well, you beat Joe Grundy at Shaw 80 at the weekend.
Sorry, lost you there.
Because I patted Lucky's hat before the game.
Oh, yeah, of course. Silly of me.
Well, never mind that. What about this grass?
Yeah. What I thought. It's got no bulk to it. Pasture's worn out.
Oh, yes.
It's a bit slapdash, I'm afraid.
No, it's a gorgeous cake. It's perfect.
Yeah, I might have done better if I wasn't in such a rush.
Oh, and it looks lovely. It's beautifully iced. You're doing a marvellous job.
Thanks. Usually I take more time over a job like this, but... I've so much else to do.
I know, it's been difficult. But we really do appreciate you going to all this trouble. I'm sure Julia's going to be thrilled.
Yeah, let's hope it's finished in time.
Is there much more to do?
Decoration. Oh, I thought maybe a few crystallised violets.
Yes, that'd be lovely.
Well, OK. It'll be ready for tomorrow. Yeah, I'm sorry to moan. It's just been one of those mornings.
I'd better get out of your way.
Oh. Was there something else?
Well, it's just a small thing. You know, a couple of years back, when David Archer approached you about using their land...
What, Hassett Hills?
That's right. And you turned them down?
Yeah, well, I'm all in favour of using local produce where I can. It's a matter of simple economics.
So, was that the only reason? Because it was too expensive?
Why do you ask?
Well, you know I'm involved in this alternative school meal scheme.
What, you want to use Hassett Hills?
Well, as much local produce as we can.
And what sort of a budget?
Not much. Our target's 175 a meal.
Well, I wish you luck, but I You'll be up against it, I'm afraid.
You think it's out of the question?
Well, you pay such a premium for local produce. If I can't afford it here, well...
Yeah, I see.
Unless you're a bunch of magicians. I'm sorry to be such a killjoy.
No, I thought you'd probably say that. And I don't suppose...
What?
Do you know of any other local suppliers who could do it cheaper?
Lamb?
Meat, generally, or any kind of produce.
Sorry. If I did, we'd already be using it here.
Yeah, fair enough. Thanks, anyway.
What about candles?
Oh.
Yeah, well, I know we can't have 80.
No, no mention of 80 anywhere. Not even a hint.
Yeah, I've got that much, but what about...
OK. Perhaps we'll put one in the middle. Better safe than sorry.
Right. Now...
Rubbish.
OK, so I'm on bad form.
Bad form? If they had bar skittles in the Olympics, you wouldn't be on the team.
Olympics?
Well, why not?
Oh, and you'd be bringing home a gold medal?
Oh, I didn't say that.
Nah, dream on, Bert.
It's just that some folks have got the magic touch and some ain't.
Oh, yeah?
Now, watch this. There, 7 down, see? I'm unbeatable because I patted Lucky's hat before the game.
OK. I've already had Roy thrashing me at darts.
Well, there you are. Shows he works. If you'd done it too, then maybe this game wouldn't have been quite so one-sided.
You win anyway. I'd had enough.
No need to be such a bad loser.
Well, I'll have to be back at work soon.
Better drink up, I suppose.
I've got Emma coming out with me later.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. We haven't seen so much of each other lately.
So how's the wedding plans? Everything's still on schedule?
Yeah, pretty much, I suppose. Hopefully there's not much can go wrong between now and the 27th.
Wow.
Ooh, hey, watch out, here's your intended.
Hello. I might find you here.
Yeah,
Honestly, Bert, tells me he's so busy all day, then I find him sat here boozing.
Oh, that's keepers for you.
You really?
Yeah, I told Ken I was meeting you and he let me off.
Oh.
So, we had the whole afternoon together.
Owen was very negative about it.
He thinks it's pie in the sky.
Too expensive. But, well, the thing about Owen, he's a perfectly nice man, but he's not the world's most imaginative cook.
The thing about our Hereford...
I'm sorry. Are you waiting to get back out with the trailer?
No. Actually, Ruth and I have discussed this already.
Yes, you said. That's why I came round.
Yeah. You see, our meat's not all topside and sirloin. I mean, there are plenty of cheaper cuts as well.
Well, when you say cheaper...
No, it's still good stuff. It's great for mint and stews. But we do find it harder to shift.
So you think...
Well, as you're talking about a regular order...
Well, that's the whole point. We need a regular supply. 38 weeks a year.
Yeah, I know. So we might be able to work something out.
Really? It'd be great if we could.
I mean, we'd all need to sit down and go through the details.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But can't see why it shouldn't work in principle.
David? Hi, Sam.
OK. Well, maybe I'll have another word with Ruth when she's around.
Yeah, fine. You've met our new herdsman, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Anyway, I'll leave you to it.
OK.
Oh, what's your mum decided about Kenton's little surprise?
The microlite? I'm not sure.
He thought it was such a brilliant idea, as if she'd been yearning to get up there and fly all her life.
I don't know about that.
Microlite?
Yeah, he's given her a voucher for a free flight.
Oh, well, she doesn't want it.
Oi, wait, I'm first in the queue.
You never know. She might surprise you all.
Bye.
So how are they doing with the wheat?
Yeah, not bad. I reckon we'll be through by dusk. I'm going to go and grab a drink before I go back up with the trailer.
David?
Yeah?
If you've got a minute. I took the plate meter up Longbank this morning.
Oh, yeah? What'd you find?
You know, it's had a month of free growth, and it's still not up to much.
Well, after the summer we've had.
No, it's more than that. It's worn out. It's got no bulk at all.
There's still some life in it yet,
isn't there? Well, I'd say not a lot. It's past its sell-by date.
So...
You know what? I reckon we ought to plough it up. And reseed it.
Reseed it?
Put down a grass clover mix. Maybe use one of the high sugar grasses.
Well, you know the cost of reseeds. While it's establishing, you lose all that autumn grazing.
I still think it's worth it. We'll get a lot more production from the new pasture.
Well...
I'm sorry to dump it on you like this, but...
No, that's what you're here for. If you're that sure about it.
Yeah. Sure as I can be. And if we're going to plough, the sooner the better.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have a think about it. Talk to Ruth. And then we'll see what's best.
Oh, hello. You back?
Hi. Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. I've got the icing finished.
All right.
There. What do you think?
Oh, yes. The violets are lovely.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I spent half the morning fiddling around with them.
And it shows. They're beautifully done. So delicate.
Julia's going to be so pleased.
Oh.
What's up? There's nothing wrong, is there?
Eight. You've done 8 violets.
Yeah? You've got a problem with that?
Well, it probably doesn't matter. But if Julia counts them...
What?
Well, you know, 8 tens are...
Cathy! I can't believe this. Are you seriously telling me that...
You can see why I'm worried, can't you? She's been so touchy about it.
Have you any idea how long I spent doing those violets?
Well...
I mean, have you any conception at all? It's taken me every spare moment I've had today. I haven't stopped for tea, I haven't stopped for anything. If I try and rearrange them now...
Couldn't you just take one of them...
No! I can't leave a gap. If I try and move the others around, well... If I so much as touch them...
OK, OK.
Well, if you don't like this, we can throw it in the bin and buy in another one.
No, it's all right. Let's calm down, eh? We'll keep the 8 violets. We'll just have to risk it.
I think it's nearly empty.
It's OK. The fee's still coming out.
No.
What?
No, it's stopped.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there's nothing coming out of it at all now.
OK.
Haven't we put enough fee down here?
Well, we could do with a bit more. Keep the birds happy. I'll stop them wandering off. I'll top up the dispenser.
Why don't you leave that for a minute? Come on, let's have a break.
Okay then.
Come on, come and sit down.
Well, just a few minutes.
What about a drink? I'm dead thirsty.
Yeah, coming up. Yeah, you're right. There's no big rush. And it's great having you out here with me. Thanks for coming.
I'm enjoying it too. Well...
So how's your dad getting on with the roof?
Slowly. Can't do it on his own. He has to get Mike to help him.
Yeah, I'll send him up there.
So they both got to be free at the same time.
Well, can't Christopher help him?
He's done a bit too, but he's still working with Ronnie most of the time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's been working on the proper furnace, not the mobile one. He's getting a real kick out of it.
Yeah?
So it's Ronnie this, Ronnie that.
When's his results come out? GCSEs, must be soon.
Next week. He seems quite laid back about it, really. So long as he gets the grades for his farrier's course.
Oh, fingers crossed, then.
Yeah. Lovely down here. So peaceful. Makes a change from Jack's.
Try coming out here in the middle of February. You're better off in a nice warm cap.
Well, it's okay, but... I don't want to be stuck there forever. I mean... It's not how I see my future, really.
You could find something else if you wanted.
Well... There is something.
Yeah?
Something I've been wanting to...
What?
It's... Well, I know I've been hard on you lately.
No.
Yeah. I've been snapping at you, going back to the caravan. It's not been fair on you. I'm sorry.
It's okay, love. Don't worry. I know why it is.
Do you?
Oh, you're bound to feel stressed out before your wedding. It's natural.
It's not just that.
What?
Well, I do love you. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. I love you too.
You mustn't ever forget it, will you? I mean, whatever happens.
No, of course I won't. So is that it? Is that what you wanted to say?
Yeah. That's all.
Sam's got a controversial plan for Brookfield.
Plough it up.
According to Sam, what do you think about it then?
Well, I haven't been up to Longbank all that recently.
It's looking pretty thin.
So what have you decided?
David's still not sure. I think we should do it.
Oh, really?
Well, Sam's job is to get the best production from the herd. That's why we employed him. And if he thinks that's the best way to do it, well... You sound just like David.
Oh, it's not up to me.
Look, there's Mummy.
Hi. Oh, Ben, what have you got there?
He picked them specially.
Oh, that was for me.
You know Daisy's are my favourite, don't you?
Knows how to get round his mum.
That's my boy. Bruce, I don't want to rush you, but if we're to get into town...
Yeah, we should be moving.
Well, are you both going?
Told you, remember? We're going to see a bakery.
Oh, yes, the school dinners.
I've got shopping to do anyway, and I want to be back in good time to get ready for Julian's party.
Yeah, get your glad rags on.
Well, that won't take you long, surely.
Now, Phil, I still don't know what I'm going to wear.
Well, I mean, if you're going to fly this microlight...
Phil, you're doing it. I'm still not sure. I haven't decided.
Oh, because if you're not...
No, slow down. I've already had David asking me and Elizabeth.
Oh, David never told me.
Anyway, what's it to do with Julia's party?
Well, it's a 30s theme. You could hire a flying suit. You know, like Amy Johnson. Very dashing you'd look, I'm sure.
Mummy?
Come in.
There's someone to see you. A visitor.
Oh, who?
Surprise.
Lewis.
My dear Julia.
Oh, darling. Oh,
happy
look at
birthday.
Those. Roses. Thank you so much. Oh, you're so kind.
Well, it's just a little token.
Yeah, shall I?
Yes, darling, the water put in the kitchen.
Right.
Well, I can see I'm not the first.
Oh, you can never have too many flowers. And you've come all this way to bring them.
Well, I couldn't wait until this evening.
No, it's really very sweet of you.
And it is rather a special occasion.
Special? How special?
The party. Yeah, a celebration of the 30s.
Yes.
Oh, what better way to enjoy your birthday?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm so looking forward to it.
To me, the 30s mean glamour and romance. Ever since I had the invitation, I've been dreaming of the moment when I can take you in my arms and whisk you round the ballroom.
If I'm not already engaged.
While the band plays Gershwin or Cole Porter.
Yes. No band, I'm afraid, but we have a pianist. And I've been busy with my CD writer. I've made a compilation of all the great 30s classics.
Well, I hope that includes some Duke Ellington.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's in there somewhere.
Well, we must celebrate the birth of swing.
Yeah. All a bit before my time, of course.
Ah, you don't know what you missed.
Well, the Depression, the Spanish Civil War.
Nigel, don't you, Scott?
My dear, you can't expect these youngsters to understand. They don't share our memories.
Yes, well, I do have some.
Nigel was raised in the 60s. You and I... We were children of the 30s.
Yes, 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 we were. Children.
The rolls were good.
Yes. Not too soft and not too crusty.
Jill, Rose, hello.
Hi.
Don't often see you two out shopping together.
Oh, we're not just shopping.
Hello, Ben.
We're researching supplies for the school meal scheme.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I'm spending my afternoon off at the supermarket.
Oh, Clary, how's Ed getting on in Hungary? Have you heard from him yet?
Well, we had a quick call at the weekend.
How was he?
Well, he didn't say much. Just seemed all right, though, yeah.
Good.
He's staying at a hostel somewhere. I'm hoping he'll ring again today.
Yes, I see.
So how are you getting on with your school meals?
Well, slow but sure, I guess.
We've been talking to the bakers.
Cathy said you've been having trouble finding local suppliers.
It's not been easy, but...
We're making progress.
Well, it would take me out off to the lot of you. All that planning and organisation.
So you think we're crazy too?
Oh, no, I'm all for it.
We're just doing the research. Sally's in charge of the planning side.
Yeah?
Sally Metcalf, she's doing a business plan to show the governors.
If all goes well, we're hoping to do a trial menu for their Christmas dinner.
I wish you luck.
Thanks, we're going to need it.
I'm all for kids having a healthy diet. Especially when you see what's happening to Helen.
She's still much the same.
I don't think of anything, she's getting thinner. It's just awful to see her wasting away like that. But I've tried to talk to her about it, just a quiet word, you know.
I know Pat's been trying too.
It don't seem to be doing no good. Oh, I suppose I'd better get on.
Yeah, Jill, we'd better be getting home.
Yes.
Oh, fish food.
You've forgotten something?
Well, I promised Pitt I'd get her some.
Well, if it's important.
Oh, daft of me. I'll have to walk right back down to the pet shop.
Well, I'm going that way. I can get it for you.
Oh, Clary, would you mind?
Oh, Lewis.
Hello, old one.
Mummy's still upstairs. She should be down soon.
Well, you've really gone for that authentic period atmosphere.
Actually, we didn't have to do very much. The ballroom has that 30s feel about it anyway.
And is that really Elizabeth?
What do you think?
That dress, it's wonderful.
I know. She looks just like Greta Garbo, doesn't she?
Wherever did you find it?
It's in one of our antique fairs. It's the real thing. Satin.
Wonderful. I remember my mother in a dress just like that.
Really?
Yes. And tell Elizabeth that's a compliment.
Why don't you tell her yourself?
Yes, I will.
Though, you better save your compliments for Mummy.
I think she's come up with something really special.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm all agog.
Oh, and she really appreciated you calling around earlier. It's been a perfect day so far.
Good, good.
I've had one or two close calls. James saying that she didn't look a day over 70.
Oh.
Luckily, I managed to gloss over it. I don't think she noticed.
I can understand why you've had to be discreet.
Well, yes. I'm sure James meant it as a compliment, but, well, you'd think Camilla would have...
Goodness, look at this.
Oh, very 1930s.
Ah, more guests.
Good evening.
Jill. Hello. Gosh, don't you look fabulous.
Thank you.
Doesn't she just...
I hope you'll do me the honour of a dance later.
I'd be delighted.
You'll have to join the queue.
Ah, look.
There's Julia.
Oh, yeah.
Jill, Phil, if you'll excuse me.
Well, yeah, yes.
Phil, doesn't she look wonderful?
Julia.
Liz, good evening.
My dear.
Louis, is that all you have to say?
Forgive me, I'm almost speechless. Your dress, your gloves, your diamonds.
Well, you think it all suits?
I'm quite dazzled.
Oh.
You look simply stunning.
No phone call from Edward.
You think he's forgotten?
Oh, you know what these boys are like. There's your shopping anyway.
Thanks. That was really kind of you.
No trouble at all.
You must be starting to miss him.
Edward? Oh, yeah. Strange not having him around, knowing we shan't see him for a while.
Yeah.
And Geddy's missing him too.
Missing his help, I should think.
Yeah, he's finding out just how much he relies on him for work. He's had to get Jazz a helping down Nightingale Farm.
Oh, yeah, with the garden.
Yeah, for Lilia.
I saw them down there the other day. It looks like a real scorched earth job.
Yeah, the landscape and the whole garden and putting in a terrace. Good job. He were lucky to get it.
Yeah.
Of course, Eddie reckons he only got it because Lillian fancies him.
Why? What do you say to that?
Oh, if he wants to believe it, that's fine by me.
It doesn't bother you?
Well, no, she's not his type. Oh, I wonder if that's Edward.
Oh, you better answer it. I'll be off then.
Right. Bye then.
Bye, Ed, and thanks again.
Hello? Oh, hello, love. I was hoping it were you. How are you? Good, yeah? Oh, good. Oh, I'm so pleased. Yeah, we're all fine. Yeah, your dad's very busy. Will's looking forward to his stag night. What? Emma? Yeah, she's fine too.
Happy birthday, dear Julia. Happy birthday to you.
No, I'm not going to waste your time with speeches. All I want to say is it's so lovely to see you all here, all my favourite people. Thank you for coming and for all the wonderful presents. And Owen for the gorgeous cake. Now, Nigel always says I'm so good at telling other people what to do.
Mummy!
I want you all to eat and drink and dance and enjoy yourselves as much as I am.
Well done. Short and sweet.
Oh, I just hate speeches.
My dear, you could have talked all evening. We'd have been hanging on your every word.
Now, even if that were true, I've far better things to do.
Yes. May I have the pleasure?
Glad Juliet's having such a nice time.
Well, aren't you enjoying it too?
Yes, of course, it's lovely. Nigel and Elizabeth have gone to so much trouble.
Perhaps we'll do the same for my 80th.
Hush.
Though it's not for a few years yet.
Julia might hear you. We don't want to upset her now.
Where is she? I can't see her.
No.
Oh, Lewis either.
I think they must have slipped outside.
Oh, look at the stars. In such a night as this, when the sweet wind did gently kiss
the trees, and they did make no noise. Merchant of Venice?
Now, Lewis, don't show off.
A sweet wind, and quite a chilly one, too. Shall I fetch you...
No, don't fuss. I'll tell you if I feel cold.
Not all right, if you're sure.
Oh, it's such a lovely night. And such a wonderful party.
Mm.
And it's so nice to see the young people enjoying themselves, too. Do you know, Elizabeth really does look quite elegant in that dress. Shows what she can do when she tries.
They look a very handsome couple, her and Nigel.
Yeah. Though to see them now, it does make me realise I'm not as young as I was.
Sure, my dear, you don't look a day older than when I first met you.
Shall I tell you a little secret? Come here. Let me whisper it to you. I'll tell you how old I really am.
No.
I simply don't believe it can't be true.
Yes, darling. I'm afraid it is.
Jill, let me top you up.
Thank you, Nigel.
Are you sitting this one out?
Yes, if I don't take a rest, I won't last the night.
Jill, what's all this I hear about you taking to the air in a microvite?
Ah, oh, well, you know Kenton's given me this voucher.
Yes, I heard from Lizzie.
Why do you ask?
Well, it's just that if you decide that you'd rather not do it, I'm quite happy to take it off your hands.
You do.
Oh, you mean...
I've had a whole queue of people trying to take it off my hands.
Oh.
Ruth, David, Alistair...
So I'm too late?
They're all too late, I'm afraid.
What, you mean?
I've decided. I'm not giving it to anyone. I'll jolly well have a go myself.
Lillian's found a new interest in gardening.
Right. All this topsoil here, spread it over that bank there. Any stones, take them out and put them over there, OK?
Can't we use the machine?
We can't use the machine, because I can't get it round here.
I could do with a rest. I'm still knackered for shifting the flags.
We're not finished yet. Right, there's the barrow, there's the shovel.
Just the one barrow?
One's all you'll need.
So what are you going to do?
Me? I'm going to check for level.
So you mess about with the level while I do the graft? Oh, that's typical.
Look, you just do what I'm paying you for and be grateful.
Ah, it's awful nice of you to give me blisters and a double hernia.
Oh, you don't know when you're well off. Plenty of worse jobs than this. Got ourselves a real cushy one here.
Cushy for some.
In our own time. No inspectors breathing down our necks. Tea and biscuits laid on. They don't come much better. And you know what it's down to, don't you?
Oh, aye. Your magnetic sex appeal, they just can't resist you.
Yeah. Especially Lillian. So don't you forget it.
Any danger of that, eh?
Go on, keep shoveling, put your back into it.
Do you treat Ed this way when he's working for you?
He knows better than to complain.
No wonder he's gone off to Hungary.
That was his decision, nothing to do with me.
You'd think he'd keep in touch with his mates, though, wouldn't you? I've still no help for him.
He called and spoke to Clary last night.
So he's still alive, then?
Must be. Ah, she reckoned he was okay. Got himself a place to stay. Made a few friends.
Maybe I should go out there and join them.
Hello?
Here she comes. Just can't keep away.
How are you getting on?
Oh, not so bad. Hot work, though.
Yeah, now you look as if you could do with this.
That's all.
No, not for you, Eddie. Jazza.
Oh.
Orange squash. That's nice.
I've been watching you from my kitchen window.
Oh, aye.
Moving all those heavy stones. You must be exhausted.
But what about me?
That's great. Oh, that's brilliant.
I'll be working too.
I'm afraid that's the last of the squash, Eddie.
Oh.
Never mind, I'm going out now. I'll buy some more.
Thanks.
Ooh, you poor thing, you. Look how you've been sweating.
Aye, it's getting warm. Do you mind if I...
Oh, no, don't mind me, darling. Take it all off if you want.
Ah, just the T-shirt will do.
Ooh, well, now that's what I call a six-pack.
Thanks.
Ooh. Yes, and I love the tattoos. Didn't know you had one up there, darling.
That's the Celtic. I had it done last summer.
Ooh, it suits you.
Yeah, I had a tattoo once, but...
Take a look up close. It's a real work of art.
You are naughty. You shouldn't tempt me.
Oh, I'm getting warm too. Maybe I'll take my shirt off.
No, I don't think you should, Eddie.
Hey?
Now, you better keep that beer gut out of the sun or you'll end up looking like a prize tomato.
What?
Now, must get along or I'll miss the shops.
Thanks for the squash.
See you later, sweetie. Don't let any work you too hard.
Okay.
Blow me, Nick.
Price tomato. So where's that famous sex appeal?
You're quite sure about this, Muff? Absolutely positive?
Yes, I am.
I mean, you don't think you're being just a little bit hasty?
Sorry. I've made up my mind.
Oh, okay.
I know you wanted the flight for yourself.
No, no, it's not that at all.
Mm.
But, I mean, a micro light, it's really not for the... Well, you know...
You think I don't have the nerve, is that it?
No. I'm worried for you, Mum, that you're taking on more than you realise.
Well, you needn't. I've been doing a lot of research. I've rung up the airfield and talked to the man who does the flights.
Does he get a lot of grannies buzzing around there?
I certainly wouldn't be the first, by any means.
Well... Okay, then.
I'll be going to the doctor for a check-up to get a fitness certificate. I've arranged to go down to the airfield on Tuesday.
You mean you've already...
Just to have a look and talk to the instructor.
Mm.
And then, all being well, I'll have the actual flight later in the week.
Okay, fine.
So I'd better come over and tell you.
Yeah, Ruth's going to be very disappointed.
Nigel and Elizabeth, too, and Sam.
That's kind.
But only if you want them, darling.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi. Girl. I've brought these round for you.
Grouse?
And Ruth isn't sure if you'd eat them.
Well...
They've been hanging since the weekend. They should be just right.
It's whether we'd have the time to pluck and draw them.
Did you bring them down from Scotland?
Yeah, my first ever grouse shoot. You wouldn't like to take them off my hands.
Well, yes, thanks, I will.
Oh, Ruth, bad news. Mum's going to take up her microlite trip.
Not bad news at all. I think that's great.
Yeah, you go for it, Jill. Have fun while you can, is what I say.
Me too.
Well, if you're so keen, maybe we should try a few stunts on my radio-controlled plane.
Why not? I might take you up on that.
Mum.
Get the feel of the controls. It'll be good practice for
you're
me.
Not serious.
Oh, you should have kept your mouth shut, David.
Yeah.
I'd better get these birds home.
Did you have a good time up on the moors, Lillian?
Oh, darling, I can't tell you what fun it was. Matt and I had some wonderful sport.
Good.
We bagged a couple of dozen on our last day.
Lillian, why don't you come back and say hello to Phil?
Oh, all right, yeah. Yes, I will.
I'm sure he'd love to hear all about your shooting trip.
Well, bye, you two.
Yeah, bye.
Bagged a couple of dozen.
I didn't even know she could shoot.
Bet the only thing in her bag was makeup.
Yes.
Right. Well, it's dried up now. Better make a start on the baling.
OK.
Oh, and I'll get Bert to take the plough up to Longbank after lunch.
So you're happy about it, then?
Well, Sam's got so much faith in his plate meter, we ought to give him the chance to prove he's right.
Yeah.
Though it may not go down so well with our resident technophobe.
Bert?
He's so suspicious of Sam and his high-tech wizardry.
Yes.
Still, I'm afraid he'll just have to lump it.
I took a clean shirt out the drawer, and guess what I found in the pocket?
Pass.
A £10 note. I thought I'd lost it.
Oh.
There it was. It had been through the wash, and still good as new.
So?
Ooh, I can thank Lucky for that.
Oh, that gnome again.
Ah! I patted his hat before I went home, and now I'm £10 richer.
Hey, Eddie, you should have a tomato with your ploughman's.
Aye?
They're good for you. Full of sex appeal.
Oh, yeah,
What?
Oh, just ignore him, he's had too much sun.
Well, any road. I don't care what anyone says. Lucky does the trick for me.
Okay, okay.
Oh, that cross-eyed pixie.
Gnome.
Oh, well, okay, whatever.
If I'd have known it was a magic gnome, I'd never have given it to Lillian.
You missed your chance there. You could have made your fortune, become a TV star.
Yeah, and all I got was a free pint from Sid.
Ooh, better than nothing.
Hey, if this catches on, Sid Parks could be onto a good thing. He could have people coming for miles around.
Ah, and now he's pub of the year.
Oh, I reckon it's all gone to his head. Now he's started making scarecrows.
Magic ones.
No.
Him and Jolene are going to put it in the garden holding a tank.
It's for their flower show, the scarecrow competition.
Weird. This place just gets creepier.
Eddie, you ought to try patting, Lucky. It might bring you some luck for a change.
If I tried, I'd probably go down with some nasty disease.
Hey, I'm dating this gorgeous girl tonight. If I pat the gnome, do you think I'll get lucky?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah,
not that sort of lucky.
Yeah, it might be worth a try, all the same.
OK. Touch more rudder. Bring it round into the wind.
How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. You're really getting the hang of this.
Oops!
Keep it straight.
I never realised what fun it was. You really feel as if you're up there with the birds.
Well, that's just where you will be next week.
What about some aerobatics? How do I make it loop the loop?
Oh, no, well, that's
if
quite...
If I keep going straight up...
Mum!
Oh, it's all right, look. There he goes.
Hey, wow!
Oh,
goodness. That's enough. Bring it back level again.
Oh, I've enjoyed that.
Oh, brilliant. You've got a real flair for that, Jill.
Thanks.
Just a word of advice, Mum. Don't try that in a microlite.
Spoil sport.
We want you back in one piece.
Yeah, and my plane too. Can I take it, huh?
All right, here you are.
Thanks.
Oh, mine!
Oi, Bert, watch yourself!
Hey, ooh!
Okay, I'll bring it in.
Ooh, moving plane down here took me out of.
We didn't know you were coming.
I'd better be off. Kenton's promised me a go on one of his computer games, where you learn to fly a jumbo jet.
A jumbo?
We'll all be keeping our heads down.
Bye, then. Thanks again, David.
Bye, Mum.
Bye. Right, well, I'll get on with the bailing then, shall I?
Yeah. Bert, hang on. There's another job you can start on.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, we've decided we're going to reseed Longbank.
Oh.
Yeah, so can you take the plough up there?
Is this because of what Sam found with his grass meter?
I know you've got your reservations, Bert.
Me? Reservations?
About Sam and his new ideas.
Oh, no, I ain't got no reservations. I'm all for it.
You are?
Oh, are. It's a marvellous thing, science.
But we thought...
Oh, it's no use being stuck in the old ways. You can't stand in the way of progress. It took young Sam to remind us.
Yeah, right.
So, right. I'll go and hitch up the plough then.
Yeah, you do that. Progress? Did I just imagine all that?
No, I heard it too.
Somebody pinch me, please.
Here we are.
Oh, tea's up.
Oh, great, I'm parched.
I've got some biscuits too.
Oh, Becky's fantastic.
Now, two sugars, Jazza?
Aye, that's me.
There. Shall I stir it for you?
Thanks.
I'll have the same.
Help yourself, Eddie.
Oh.
Now, who'd like a biscuit?
So very much.
Youngest first. Now, I think there might be only plain ones. Oh, no. Look, we're in luck. There's one chocolate. There you are, Jazza.
It's not very much.
So we get a chocolate one?
With your waistline, Eddie. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Blimey.
Jazza's a growing young man. He needs his calories.
Oh, aye, that's right.
Oh, darling, are you all right?
Aye, just my shoulder's a bit stiff.
Oh, dear.
Must be when I lifted that last flag.
Well, here, you sit down. Let me massage it for you.
No. I'm all right. It'll be fine in a minute.
Are you sure?
Aye, positive. Thanks, Mrs. Bellamy.
Oh, darling, I keep telling you, it's Lillian.
Okay, Lillian.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going back in for a nap. I feel so lazy on these hot afternoons.
Aye, thanks for the tea.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, you look after that shoulder, sweetie. And if there's anything else you need, you know where to find me.
Okay, thanks, Lillian.
Blimey, Nick.
Do you think it's the gnome? Maybe I patted it too hard.
You want to watch it, mate? I know Lillian. She's after you. You take it from me.
Julia's discovered a secret admirer.
Mummy?
Nigel?
Oh, look, we wondered where you were. Lizzie and I are going to have some lunch.
Nigel, come here.
What?
Look at this.
Another card?
No, it's a letter. Read it.
Dear Mrs. Pargiter, forgive me for writing to you out of the blue like this. You won't know me.
Well, go on.
But I remember you well. As a young officer, I spent all my leave in London and never missed the chance to take in a show. Oh, a fan letter.
Yes, the first one I've had from... Oh.
One of my most treasured memories is of seeing you in that wonderful review, Peek-a-Boo, at the... Peek-a-Boo? I didn't know that you
yes.
were in Peek-a-Boo.
But isn't that marvellous?
Gosh.
The first time I played the West End.
I was captivated from the moment you came on stage. A rare moment of joy and glamour in those difficult wartime years.
It was 1944, 45, all that time ago.
How did he know where to find you?
Well, he says he looked on the internet.
Oh.
You know, one of those... website things about the beauties of the 40s. It's got my picture and my married name.
Yes, I see. We must look it up.
Yes, and look. He's sent me a programme with my name in the cast. You know, he wants me to autograph it for him.
I think that's wonderful, Mummy. Rather moving, isn't it?
Oh, I thought those days were gone and forgotten, but there must be some people out there who still remember me.
So, Dublin's definitely off, then?
I can see where Will's coming from. It would have been a big hassle getting it all organised.
I did wonder when Roy said. Thought it was getting, like, a bit carried away.
So, anyway, it's the bull upstairs.
Ah. And what are you going to do?
Me? No plans, stay at home.
Oh, come on, you ought to do something. I mean, I know you've had your end night, but...
No, I won't.
That was such a laugh, it was brilliant. There's nothing to say, you can't have another.
No, I really don't feel like doing anything.
Well, just come out with me and Kirsty.
No, honest. Thanks, but...
OK. So tell me about the cake. Has Ian made a good job of it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
So how big? What kind of decoration?
It's 3 tiers, heart shape.
Oh!
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Pink roses and piping.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Heart shape with roses.
Well, we could have had one of them novelty ones, you know.
No, oh, I think that's great. I mean, that's really romantic.
Yeah.
You don't want anything too far out. Just keep it nice and traditional. Sorry, I'm distracting you.
No. It's my fault. I just wasn't...
Oh, look, I must get back anyway. It's been good talking to you. Are you okay?
Brenda, you busy after work?
Not especially, no.
Why don't we meet down the road at the Dragon? Just for half an hour.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, see you then.
I didn't realise she was such a star.
Well, I wouldn't say that. No, she doesn't talk about it much. But this chap seems to have secretly worshipped her all these years.
Ah, very nice for her.
Anyway, if you're busy.
Sorry, I'm way behind. I've got to make sure this load's ready for the lorry.
Nigel. Hi.
Hello. Gosh, you look a bit hot and dusty.
I've been out cultivating. Adam, you know the AC's playing up on the tractor?
Yes, we must get that sorted.
I'm already onto it. The guy's coming out tomorrow.
Ah.
So, Nigel, what brings you up here?
Well, actually, I'm looking for volunteers.
Oh, for what?
Well, David's cut some more of Oliver's hay. I'm going to cart it over to my place and strew it.
Oh, I thought you did that.
Yes, a few weeks ago. But this is to try and catch the later flowering species.
Oh, okay.
So, if anyone feels like an hour or so wielding a pitchfork...
Sorry, I'd love to, but I'm just so shattered.
All right, fair enough.
You going over, Adam?
No, I've cried off too, I'm afraid. It's been a long afternoon.
Oh, cracking the whip, keeping your Ukrainians up to the mark.
Among other things, yes.
But don't worry, anyway, it was only a thought.
Have you got anyone else?
Yes, Oliver said he'd help, and maybe Lewis too.
Yeah?
I was hoping to recruit Eddie, but he's got his hands full down at Nightingale Farm.
Oh, yes, the landscaping, yeah?
Hmm. I called round earlier. He and Jazza were hard at it, watched by Lillian from her deck chair in the shade.
A nice G&T in her hand.
Yes! Anyway, I'll go and see how Alistair's fixed for this evening.
Yep, see you.
Yep, good luck. Okay, well, I'm in for a shower and... Oh, no. Oh, hell.
What's that?
Oh, I can't bear it. You know what's still in the barn? About 4 loads of corn waiting for the dryer.
Well...
I meant to do it after tea. I must be going... How did I forget?
We've all been...
And don't say we can leave it till the morning, Adam. It's got to be clear tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose there's nothing else for it. I'll have to work all evening till it's done.
OK, look.
I'll have to go and get a drink first.
I'll come and give you a hand. I'll meet you down there.
They seem to go whizzing by. I can't keep up. So weird. Don't seem real somehow. My whole life's about to change and...
Do you think you'll have enough to wear for the honeymoon?
Yeah. No. I don't know.
We'll have to do some more shopping.
If I got the time.
Or get Will to take you.
Yeah. I'll get Will, it'll be great. He's really ace at shopping, he'll let me choose.
Well, don't leave it too late.
He's been so good, Brenda. I don't deserve it, really.
Why not?
Tell you a secret. Not be very nice to him sometimes. Not lately, I've been giving him a hard time.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's just nerves, isn't it?
Yeah. Right, nerves.
Everyone must get like that.
And Will, he's been so patient, so kind, you know, so understanding.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm lucky, aren't I?
Oh, I think so.
So lucky.
Emma? Hey, what is it? What's the matter?
It's not okay. It's all wrong. It's all gone so wrong.
What? Not you and Will.
There's something...
What? What's the matter? Tell me.
No! No, I can't. Just don't ask. I can't tell you.
Okay. But
You and Will, you're fine.
No, we're not. He thinks we are, but...
Oh, Emma.
Hi, sorry, Gran rang in.
That's okay, no rush.
Right then, sooner we get... It's all gone. Where's it?
Surprised?
But did you...
I came down here, got the loader and put it all through the dryer.
How? When?
While you're on the cultivator. I put my whip away, left my Ukrainians to look after themselves and did this instead.
But it must have taken you...
A couple of hours. That's why I was running late with the strawberries.
Out. Okay, point taken, thanks.
That's okay. Don't mention it.
No, really. I know you were busy too. It was very kind and thoughtful.
That's me.
Okay, I guess I deserved that.
Well, to be fair, I knew you'd have done the same for me.
Yeah, I probably would have, but...
And I thought, one good turn deserves another. You got me out of a fix with a combine.
Oh, yes, that.
So I reckon that makes us quits. Don't you?
Okay.
Ah, yes, there's some more scabious.
Plenty over here.
Excellent.
Who knows, this time next year you might have a whole meadow full of it.
A few plants will be nice.
Well, if it weren't for the boss you should trust.
It's got to be worth a shot, hasn't it?
Indeed. And it's actually a very pleasant job on an evening like this. Smell of fresh cut hay, gentle exercise.
It's more gentle now I'm getting the hang of the pitchfork.
Oliver, hello.
Good evening, Julia.
So, Nigel's roped you in on this, Hastings.
Well... No, Mummy. He volunteered.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to interrupt you for a moment. Has Nigel told you about my fan letter?
Yes, it is.
Now, you must have a look. It's really so sweet.
Yeah, I'd like to.
I can't tell you how surprised I was when I opened it. And flattered, too, of course.
I think he's very touching.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you've obviously made a big impression on him, Julia.
Yeah, and look... He'd even kept a programme.
Well, I knew you'd been on the stage. I had no idea you'd risen to such dizzy heights.
Well, I started in rep like everyone else. I'd worked my way up, and this was my big chance, my first time in the West End.
Must have been so exciting for you.
Oh, darling, I can't tell you how wonderful it was. Absolutely thrilling. Full houses every night, and the critics being so kind to me, working with all the big names... Yeah, but of course that was the end. It all came to nothing.
Well, what happened?
Well, Gerald happened. My husband.
Oh, yes.
Before I knew it, I was married and living in a country seat, and then soon after that, I was pregnant.
Yes, with me.
Oh, I see.
So I had to say goodbye to all my dreams. I gave it all up for the sake of the children. Yes, it's silly of me, I know, but I still wonder sometimes what might have been.
I'm really sorry about what happened earlier.
Oh, that's okay.
It was a bit stupid of me. I want you to forget all about it. Pretend it never happened.
Yeah, if you like. So long as you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm much better now. Film was a great idea, thanks.
That's okay. Do you want me to take you home, or are you going on to Will's?
If you were just drop me here by the ball, that'd be fine.
Really? You sure?
Yeah. I feel like a bit of a walk.
Okay, then.
Hello, Oliver.
Emma. Good evening. Meeting Wilfred Drake?
No, I'm on my way home. I just wondered if you knew how Ed was getting on.
I've not heard from him myself, but I gather he's settled in very well.
So, where is it he's staying exactly?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
Oh, but I thought you...
Well, it's a big setup up there, and I expect they're moving him around. He could be staying at one of several different places.
Oh, right. It's just, I don't think he could have taken his phone, and I don't suppose... Well, there isn't a phone number.
Well, he won't be on the phone. I could get a message to him. Is there something you want?
No. It was nothing urgent, really. I was just wondering...
I'm sorry, Emma. I'm afraid I can't help you.
That's okay. I'm sorry to bother you. Night.
Good night.
Roy's gearing up to Will Stagnite.
Mate, it's good to see you working up a thirst.
Okay, I got me thermos.
See? Come on.
Don't worry. I'll be thirsty enough by tonight.
Hey, we're going to make this one to remember. Or in your case, maybe
not. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Well, you heard what the girls were like on Emma's end, mate. Didn't exactly hold back, did they?
Yeah.
So, we got to do better than them. Your honour's at stake here.
No worries. We'll outdo them easy.
Yeah, well done. Got a few, tricks lined up.
What?
Well, like, keep us going.
No, sorry, I'm not doing the yard of ale.
No, it's okay. You keep up with me, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay then, mate. No regrets about Dublin?
No. Why waste good drinking time on a plane?
Well, good point. I'll see you later then, yeah?
Yeah, see you.
Hey, 7 o'clock sharp. Don't be late.
Yeah, the promotion went okay. A real positive response.
Cool.
Should help to push our sales up.
Whoa, steady.
Yeah, okay, I got him.
What's the matter with him?
He's lame. I'm hoping it's just a bruise. But...
if I can just...
Yeah. Okay, Alistair.
No, that's it. No, that's fine.
Yeah, so, anyway, the sausages are going so well now, I'm having to rethink the kebabs.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I was talking to the buyer at this place, and from what he was saying, two lines aren't necessarily better than one.
Yeah, but if you want to diversify...
it might not be the best way forward. If we can find more outlets for the bangers instead, you know, increase our sales without the extra overheads.
Yeah, well, it makes sense, I suppose.
Okay. Well, there's no sign of any lesion, no inflammation.
No?
And he seems quite healthy otherwise. No, I don't think it's anything to worry about.
Oh, great.
Keep him isolated, keep an eye on him.
Okay. Thanks, Alistair.
Anything else need doing while I'm here?
Nope, that's the lot.
Okay, I'll clean up.
Will Stagnite, remember? Can't have the cricket team letting him down. You'll need to be fit and spruced up.
Yes, okay. I'll be with you in a sec.
So, what are you going to be doing while we get Will totally legless?
Oh, nothing much. Brenda's coming round.
Just the two of you?
Yeah, I asked Emma, but she wasn't that keen.
Other things on her mind, I guess.
Yeah.
Only a week till the wedding?
And I did ask Helen too, but she needs some excuse.
I'm not surprised.
It's really hard watching her like this, you know, Tom.
I know. I think I don't worry about it too.
You can see she's getting no better. To me, she seems worse every day.
Mum and Dad are onto her. At least they're able to talk to her about it.
Doesn't seem to be helping, though.
Right. If that's all, I'll be on my way.
Okie doke. See you tonight, then, Alistair.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have a chance to talk about the next match.
Oh, I wouldn't count on it. We might not be able to talk at all by the end of the night. Where's my clean shirt?
There, on the anchor.
Oh, OK. Well, I better get a move on.
Will?
It mustn't be late for me on stag night.
Will, why don't you wear a T-shirt?
Oh, I haven't got a clean one.
Wait. Yeah, you have, here.
Oh.
Got you a new one, look.
Hey, that's us. Our picture.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's wicked. But our...
that place down from the cafe. You know, you take a photo in and they'll print a T-shirt for you.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, that's great, eh?
You remember when we had that photo taken?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. At the game fair. Our first time we...
Yeah. Our first time away together. You got some huge ice cream.
Ice cream, yeah. And you got hold of this old boy with the fishing hat and stuck your camera in his hand and asked him to...
It's a lovely picture. You look so sweet.
But I can't wear this tonight, though. Not with all my mates.
Yeah, you can. Put it under your shirt.
Yeah, okay.
Next to your heart and it'll stop you catching cold. We don't want that before our wedding, do we?
Em, why don't you go to Kirsty's? You don't have to stay long. You might enjoy it once you're there.
No. Like I said, I'm really tired.
Okay.
You go off and enjoy yourself. I'll lock up here and I'll be staying over with Mum.
Yeah.
Have a really great stag night. And don't be too good, will you?
You pour that. I'll stick this in the oven.
Okay.
Oh, I dread to think what kind of state Tom's going to be in later.
I'll pay for it in the morning.
Mind you, knowing Tom, he'll be up all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, messing about with his pigs.
I hope they don't make Will suffer too much.
Oh, lads, eh?
Yeah.
Oh. Cheers, then.
Cheers. Will and Emma.
Will and Emma. Shame she's not here with us, but...
Kirsty, I want to talk to you about Emma.
Yeah? How do you mean?
Well, I saw her last night after work.
We were sat in the pub and suddenly it was like tears everywhere.
Oh.
For no reason at all.
Did she say what?
Well, she started going on about her and Will, like how there was something wrong, something terrible, but she couldn't tell me.
Yeah?
You could see it was really upsetting her. But then she said she still loved him and he was the right person for her.
Oh.
I don't know what it was all about. You've seen her too. Has she said anything to you?
Me, no. Oh, well, not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, she did kind of hint that there was a problem.
You know, don't you? She told you. Kirsty, come on, it's only because I'm worried for Emma. So what's it all about?
8 evil elephants elevating elegantly upwards.
Yes!
Okay, then, well... 8
evil elephants, elephant...
Yay! Penalty! Come on!
Down!
Yes! Okay, Alistair, where is he?
He's at the bar.
Oh, okay, then, right, bar break. So, anyway, Caroline goes to Dorset.
Dorset? What's he on about?
Well, I don't know. Like I was telling you, she goes to Dorset.
What for?
I don't know, do I? But the point is...
What point? Don't ask me.
The point is, Jack Woolley takes over the Ropers and the whole thing falls apart.
Oh, sounds nasty, mate. Yeah,
painful. Come on, this is serious. It's like I couldn't take Jamie to the football.
What, in Dorset?
Look, the point is, I mean, I know he owns the place and that, but if he'd left the Ropers to me...
Hey, Alistair, Will's got a dead one here, come on.
Hey, listen, look, I'm telling you, he should keep out of the office. He's a real liar.
No, he's not. He's a good vet.
I'm not talking about him.
Alistair, right slagging you off here.
Jack Woolley.
No, he's not even a vet.
Oh, what's the point?
Okay, here we go. Well,
oh, great. Cheers, Alistair.
Tom.
Cheers.
Now then, guys. Listen, I've been talking to Sid about the match on Sunday.
No,
listen, seriously. If we're going to stand a chance of beating...
No point. We may as well scratch.
Come on, we'll never win if you don't
hey,
take
hey,
it.
Hey, or maybe we should try Lucky.
Hey, yeah, Lucky. It's a great idea. Work for Bert Fry.
And Jazza. You heard what it did for him.
Okay, then. If you won't discuss tactics. Okay, listen. Anyone in the team outside now with me? Pat Lucky!
Oh, no, not now.
Oh, come on, Alistair.
Yeah, come on. We've got a game to finish here.
Okay, as you were. We'll do it later.
Right, Alistair. Okay, it's your turn.
Right. 11 evil elephants ever laid together.
Yay! Yay!
Come on!
Come on!
Down!
I still don't get it. So they may not have planned on starting a family yet, but...
Think about it, Brenda. What else do you know about Emma? Something even Will doesn't know.
Ed? You don't mean it... Oh, my God.
Now you see the problem?
But is she sure? I mean... Of course she is, or she wouldn't be so... Oh, Emma.
I could see she was upset, so I took her to the park. And that's when it all came out. She was in a real state about it.
So, what's she going to do? Is she going to...
Yeah. She wants to keep it.
But she hasn't told Will that she's pregnant?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, that's so awful for her.
Yeah. I think she's in two minds, you know, really torn.
What? About the wedding?
Well, if it's Ed's baby, and she's going to bring it up as Will's, well, could you do it?
Oh, but surely. I mean, she knows Ed's no good. He's a waste of space. She's got no future with him.
But what's her future going to be like with Will, now that this has happened?
She's not going to back out now, is she? A week before the wedding.
I really don't know, Brenda. Either way, I wouldn't like to bet on it.
Hey. Okay, now listen, this is serious. You've got to do it properly.
Yep, no laughing at the back there.
Now, we all wish and then pat Lucky together. Think of those opposition wickets, tumbling, batsmen, think of those boundaries.
Death to Hollerton.
Okay, gather round.
Oh, watch out.
Now then, on the count of three. One, two, three. Pat!
Okay, right, now one for Will. Will, where is he?
Anyone seen Will?
Hi! Will? Hey, mate!
Will? Been looking for you, mate. What are you set out here for?
No reason. Just wanted to get out.
You got to come back. It's your night. We're all waiting for you.
Yeah, in a minute.
Hey. What's up? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Oh, nothing really.
Go on, tell us. Go on, you're best man. It's what best man's for.
Well, Miss Emma.
Oh. So you two had a row or what?
No, not really. Nothing like that. Sometimes I feel like I don't really know her at all.
Don't worry about it. It's the same with me and Ailey.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, we'd been married a year before she told me she didn't like Radiohead.
No, I don't mean like that. I mean, know what she's like deep down. You know, inside. In her head.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like when you go into a wood at night with a torch. You know, you can shine it around and see little bits. But there's always this big, dark space all around.
Wow, this is getting too deep for me.
Okay, but sometimes I feel that she's shutting me out. Oh, she's somewhere else. And she won't let me in.
Oh, come on, mate. That's not you. That's just a beer talking.
That's how it feels, though.
Look, women. Women are like that. They act mysterious. They get a bit moody sometimes. And a week till the wedding, she's bound to be all over the place, isn't she?
Yeah, I suppose.
Listen, I know you, right?
Right.
And I know Emma, too. And I say you're a great couple.
Well, if you say so.
Oh, yeah, anyone can see that. You're, what's it, suited, sorted, you know.
Solid?
Yeah, mate, yeah. You and Emery are solid. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, of course we are.
So come on. We're all waiting. Let's go back inside.
The Archers is written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.